We know that due to the current lockdowns, many young visually impaired children are homeschooling at the moment. Here at RNIB Connect Radio, we wondered what life might be like for sighted parents of young visually impaired children during homeschooling. I'm now joined by Karen Newhall from York, who has been homeschooling her young son during the pandemic. Hello, Karen, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi there, Toby. Thanks for having me.
Karen, firstly, could you tell us a bit about your son, what stage at school he might be at the moment, a bit about his level of eyesight that he has, and generally how homeschooling has been for you so far?
Oh, I'll give it a go. Yeah, no, I'm very lucky to be the mum of Fred. Fred's 10, 11 next month, actually. So he's actually in year six. So the last year at primary before the adventures of secondary begin. Fred was born normally, you know, born usually. And at 6 weeks, we looked, we were a bit worried about his wobbly eyes, which we now know is nystagmus. And so when I took him through the 6 week check, they were brilliant at the GPs. We lived in London at the time. And she says, right, I'm going to get you straight off to the eye clinic because, you know, those wobbly eyes are not what I'd like to see. I would say within the week, we had a diagnosis from Great Ormond Street, actually. We were whisked off to there of quite a rare eye condition called FEVR. I'll try and remember what it stands for. Familiar exudative vitreoretinopathy. If you say it quick. His eyesight is, he's registered severely sight impaired. It's all he's known. For him, his sight is, you know, usual. And so we've dealt with that from a very early age, and I'm very thankful for the early diagnosis and the wonderful support that we've had right from playgroup, nursery, and right through to year six. In York, we've been fantastically lucky with a consistent teaching assistant, an education and healthcare plan right from the start. So Fred's had really great support, which is, I'm sure, has helped him thrive at school. I dare not think about the damage he might have done whilst homeschooling, but the support is still there, thankfully.
And what were your first thoughts when the first lockdown came and you had to start homeschooling? What were your thoughts back then?
Well, I think you need a big breath. So you take a big breath. And what I wanted to think about is that we were retreating into the safety of our home. You know, we weren't locked down in an awful place. We were together, safe as a family. And we were really lucky that Fred came home with all his equipment as well. So he had his Braille and his Connect. And like I said before, the support. It was quite daunting because you know what, year six kids learn a lot of stuff. You know, I've learned loads about grammar and about fronted adverbials and about maths, things that I never did at school. So we've learned together, and I like to think it's not homeschooling, because I think people that homeschool have a very different way of education. And the same as unschooling, I like to think of it as remote learning. So we do as much as we can. We try and do it in a really playful way. Lots of breaks, lots of trips to the park, lots of snacks. And we get through it how we can. And you know what? Good is good enough in the end. We've done it. And they're safe and well. So I'm happy.
Did you have many sort of issues crop up during homeschooling? And if so, how were you able to sort of overcome them?
Yeah, I think the first lockdown, we'd noticed that when Fred did go back to school after that, his Braille skills had reduced quite a bit. And so I felt really guilty about that because we'd been doing other things. You know, I'm not a Braillist, although I have just signed up for the Look Parents Braille course, which Fred thinks is very funny. So the second lockdown, we made sure that we had more Zoom meetings whereby his TA sent Braille home. He read it. He did his spellings in Braille. He did word searches in Braille. He's doing more typing in Braille whilst on the Zoom call. So I think that has been a lot better this lockdown, and hopefully his Braille skills haven't fallen off a cliff.
Have you had to be a bit creative at all with his homeschooling, with his lessons and schoolwork?
Oh, yes. Oh, I mean, Yes, I mean my background is I run a community interest company called Toy Like Me, and I'm a play worker, and I used to work in children's television. So I like play, and our playroom is stuffed full of rubbish and arts and crafts and paint and boxes and materials. So for us, taking a real sort of, I'd like to say, a five sense approach to every subject. So if we need to create an underwater scene, you know, a coral reef. So we went in our recycling box and we got out all the little bits of recycling and created a real life coral reef. If we wanted to do some painting, he had to do some painting of some flowers. So out we went, this was in the summer, and painted in the outside with the sun on our back to really get that experience of painting outdoors. I think what's helped us in learning is the school have themes. You know, they have topics. And so we were doing about, you know, the heart. So our STA made us a brilliant tactile version of a heart. And so it was all there to feel, and it really brought the heart to life in that way. So we try and approach things very, very playfully. And even maths, we were trying to sort out angles, you know, on a protractor. So we used the door and the door frame as a protractor. So, yes, creativity is a big plus.
Karen, what would be your five top tips that you would offer up to other parents of visually impaired children who might be finding a bit tough homeschooling at the moment?
Yeah, I'd say don't be so tough on yourself. I'd say try, if you can, have a little bit of a prep with the equipment and maybe get a little bit of training or awareness in around that. I'd say stack up on the resources, you know, to make the tactile activities. Play anywhere, learn anywhere, sit outside, make a den, go to the park, so do some geography at the park. So play and learning can happen everywhere, and try and work within a theme, because I think if you take that sort of 360 approach, you learn through doing things in lots of different ways, and it really is learning through play. I think if you can see it, you can feel it, if you can listen to it, smell it, taste it, then you're going to learn about it. And that's what we've taken out of our home learning experience.
When we're all released from the current lockdowns and able to go out and about, and your son Fred is back at school, what do you think the first thing he will do when he goes through those school gates again?
Oh, I think he'll just be so pleased to see his friends and to play with his friends without being stuck at home with his family. We've had lovely family times, but I think school, especially in year six, is about messing around with your friends, learning with your friends, and gaining that really important bit of independence that he needs to take the next step.
Well, I hope that day comes really soon when he can be back at school with his friends, and maybe you can have a bit of peace at home, perhaps.
We live in hope. Come on. Yes, not long now.
Well, thank you very much, Karen Newhall, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby. Much appreciated.